Blog Talk Radio.
Sit back and relax. We're not asking for $1. It's free.
There's no problem. You go as much as you want. Also, we're going to have the 50-50 raffle there on August 8th. And I'm just letting everybody know right now, it's for a good cause. There's two families that's in need that's pretty bad, and we actually like to turn around. We're not trying to take none of the money, whatever it is. Goes to those two families split up. One is going to be the Hill family, and one is going to be the Brown family. So whatever it is, they get the other half, and you take the first 50%. So that's it. You know, we're gonna try to step up our game a little bit more every time to make it bigger and bigger and better and better. And whatever we can do is help out, look out for the races, for the fans, because we're all one big family. So that's how I look at it. I promise you a lot of action that day. We're going to run until 1 o'clock in the morning. We also got the Foot Fest. So we're going to get every guy that has their crew, their team, we'll have one of their members. And we're going to try to get 10 guys. And the winner that's here at the end is $20 in entry fee, 10 guys. And the winner at the end will receive $500. So that's right, we're putting $300 on top of it. So I promise you, it's going to be exciting. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of other guys that have been calling me out, wanting to do something. I'm going to actually start telling a couple of the races later on. But I'm going to open up a couple of the mics right quick, because I know a couple of guys that want to come out there. And if you're looking for runs, I got no problem. Little Tony wants to come out, and he wants to put his belt up. He has his belt, and he's willing to put his belt up, saying that he has the baddest small block on 10-inch tires. So anybody out there that's looking for a grudge run on top of that and with the belt, you have your chance now to the throne of king. He said he is the baddest one. So I'm going to open up a mic right quick, and then we'll go from there. First number, 804-7147. Your mic's open.
I'm going to go back on mute for a minute, Joe. It's Troy.
Oh, okay, good. Got that. All right, so, you know, we got a lot of other things that we got going on, and there's no doubt about it. I'm going to tell you a few things that are going on already that we got. We got plenty more other races. We got a little guy that used to race out there on the street all the time. Got a little RX-7, small block, on nitrous, on stick, can drive it from here to New York City like it's nothing. And races, and everybody knows he plays around with the car all the time, young guy. So he's out towards Mount Vernon. He's going to be racing against a guy with a Mustang, and he's from Staten Island. And these guys, you know, they deserve it when they come out. I'm telling you right now, I've seen them out there. They like to play around. They really grudge runners. They're not no play. They like racing. He's got a stock block in his car. It's on nitrous. So if anybody else, he says he will run after that. If anybody else has got something that wants to try him, he's willing to go out there, board it one time. And he, like I said, it's a stick in the car. He will be shifting it. And he's looking for a good run there. Anybody that's looking for a run, just give me a call. Stock block. Also, I got Sammy out there. That crew right there, what can I say about them guys? They're out there and they're doing it every time I look around. Every time you look around. Right now, they're ahead of everybody. Everybody knows I give the racer of the day $100 just for showing the action. So not much action. Those guys, I think, right now are ahead by 3-1. They really showing the action, and they really stepped it up again this time. They're going out there. Sammy's got a race. The Carolina Killers will be here. And so Sammy and the Carolina Killers will be racing small block apiece, straight head, stock block, no nitrous. They will be going at it. Also, we got J.C. Richardson and Racing Jason going back at it again. Now, anybody knows how that race went down, that was good. You know, that was something. Everybody was glad to see Jason get back and get a win out the thing. I don't know how many times everybody was waiting for this. It finally happened. So we're waiting to see what happened with that one, the rematch. Also, you got Jeff Rogers. If anybody knows, Jeff Rogers has been the man. He's been out there. He's been doing it and doing it. And him and Sammy, they raced Crazy Horse at Highland Dragway. There was a problem with the lights. It was supposed to be on the 400 tree, but it ended up being a 500 tree. So Jeff red-lighted, JJ red-lighted, but they actually said, heck, we'll do it over, because they didn't want to go like that, you know. And I got to say, you got to get my hats off to Sammy, you know. He made it right. He did the thing. He gave him the money back, said, listen, don't worry about it. We're going to get it back out there, and I'm going to show you I can beat you. So that'll settle this right quick. Then you have Billy G. Going to be going against the 57 Chevy that's been doing some damage out there. I don't know the whole full details on how that race is going, but I know they're definitely doing it. There's no doubt about that race. That should be a pretty good one. And Billy G's actually set the car up for conventional head. And I think it's no miles on the car. I'm not sure or mistaken. But Sammy will come on here and explain some more about that with their crew. We also, everybody knows that DC Sniper in Trouble is going to be racing. So they're locked in. DC Sniper, Matt Sweet, been driving. Beautiful car. He actually beat Kevin. Great run. He won this week. He's on back on his number again. And I don't know what to say about Tony Vines. You know, I mean, this guy just been racing every week, two and three times a week with no problem. He's driving a Trouble car. And that's who's going to be driving that Trouble car. And he's also bringing the Rambo car and a street car that he'll be bringing that night. And he'll be looking for action. So, and we also got a couple guys who told me, said they're looking for runs. I'm going to have to get in touch with it. Carlton, I can get in touch with Carlton. Those guys want to talk to him about what he ran the last time, the big Impala. They want to try him again. They want to do a little action with him. We will see. And it should be interesting. I know there's a lot of people. A lot of people. When I say a lot of people talking about want to run, it's going to go crazy. But I'm going to open up a couple more mics because I know I've seen a couple of them hitting on me. So I want to make sure I open up this mic. 909-3883, your mic's open.
Hello. Yes, hello, sir. Can you hear me okay?
909-3883, your mic's open.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Hello? Hello? 909-3883, your mic's
open. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're very low.
Can you hear me now?
You're really, really low. I'm sorry. I don't...
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very, very low.
Okay, now can you hear me the better now? Yes.
No, you're not coming in really good at all.
I need to call and tell you that what has happened is Nash has told Darnell, and everybody knows. You need to come
Who?
Clean. You need to
Hello?
Come clean. Yes, you need to come clean because
I don't know who the heck is this guy. I guess they're acting crazy, and I'm going to call back and see what's going on. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if he's calling my phone. I have the show going. I'll call you back. I don't know who this guy is. So I'm going to make a phone call right now, and we'll see who the heck it is. But it's been going on. Everybody's looking for a run, and we're going to see who the heck. I'm trying to get through with this guy one more time. Let's see. One. Okay, you guys, I'm back over here. We had a story about that problem. I don't know who's coming on, but there always got to be a joker or something saying something's crazy, but we got them. I guess they don't realize that your number comes up, so you're on a thing, so you want to play a prank on the phone, but it's all good. Come clean, whatever it is, act is crazy. Haters going to be haters, but whatever. And so far that what we got going on right now is going to be very interesting. So, and I want to say on October 16th and 17th, on October 16th and 17th, we will have our cancer drive. And also, it will be me and Larry T will be also putting on the last show. This will be the final finale at Fayetteville. So it should be exciting for that day also. We got a lot in store that day that we're going to do. And hopefully, if everything goes right, we will have the last guys, whoever, we're going to call that last team out who won. And that'll be $500 to that person, to their team who won. And right now, like I said, Team G is ahead. They're on the money right now, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to ask Sammy if Sammy can come in, because I know he actually was the one that did something for me, and I just want to see if he want to come in and tell me. I know he's just been practicing on the turkeys with my box. So if you can come in, you can hit the one button and go from there. Also, the announcer for that day on Bud Creek will be our own Rico. And there's no doubt about it. Rico actually has been with us for a while. He's good support to us, and I really admire him. He does everything I need. Whenever you need him, that man is there for you. Whether he's a good engine builder or whatever you need, if you got a problem, troubleshoot, don't hold yourself up. Don't even worry about it. Don't be bashful. Go ahead and call the guy up, because he will give you free information. And he actually helped me out one time when I had a problem and nobody seemed like they could solve it. Rico himself came through. So I'm just going to go tell you right now, it's been great. He's been a great guy with me. Everything's been good. And I'm really happy with him. He's a good guy. So I'm going to go turn around. I'm going to tell you one of the little stories about Rico. When I first met him up there racing him, and he wouldn't back off. He was one of those guys that he said, "We're going to do action regardless. We ain't letting you go home." And that was our first time meeting this guy, and I was like, wow, man, just the way he presented himself, I was having fun with him. I didn't care whether I went or lose. And actually, when we raced, I couldn't tell if I lost or I couldn't tell if I won. And it was that close. And I came back around, and to honestly tell you the truth, I didn't even grab the time. So if I just came back around and I looked at everybody, I was like, man, what happened? Who won? I thought I lost. My son said, "You won." He was real small then, Phil. I was like, wow. And ever since then, we was the best of friends. We was always, you know, we have great times. If I needed something or he needed something, and that's how it's been ever since then. And that's what how it's supposed to be. When you turn around and race somebody, it's no hard feelings. It's almost like you met a friend. And that was my whole thing. So I'm going to be actually, whatever he needs, anything or whatever, the Black Mamba will be back out. He will be there August 8th, looking for action also. So I'm hoping for a couple of things, that for everything. There's a couple of things he's got to get done. And we are going to do a little bit more traveling this year, because it's not over. I'm talking to Tony, and I know I'm going to try to make it to Martin, Michigan. So we're going to get a couple guys that's going to come with me. And if everything works out from there, we're going to pull a couple little shoots going on, a couple little other things going on. We didn't say anything yet. We're working on it. Dwayne Robinson, a.k.a. the Slut, you know, he's back. He'll be there in full form. Andy Harris will be there with a stock suspension S10 truck looking for a race on motor. So if anybody's got something to accommodate that, If you're looking, he's ready. So there's no doubt about it. It's going to be really, really good. So anybody that's out there that's looking for a run, please give me a call, because I know we've been on the phone. I don't want to say a couple guys' names right now because they're in negotiations on one race. And, you know, I know Chuck from Chi-Town with Danye and Buki. Those guys are looking for, they got a conventional head, low deck on nitrous, Monte Carlo, and they're looking for some action. I know we got Pizza Gangster on motor, low deck on motor, that's looking for action also. So if you're looking for action, and if you want to go quarter mile or eighth, let me know. That's what's going on right now. Also, like I told everybody, this March, March 21st, at Fayetteville, we raised $4,000 for the Cancer Society, and I'm hoping to beat that again, and I want to make it better. You know, so it's one of those things that it's been on. I've been trying to make it better and better. Whatever we can do, we'll try better. And it's been pretty good this year. I know the weather hasn't been the greatest. Right now we know it's real hot and humid, and it's been either rain or whatever out in the West Coast. And out here, it's either been just too hot and the track is too hot. So kind of like me and Larry T decided, but we're going to take it at nighttime, and we want to go till 1 o'clock in the morning. And that's the deal. That's the reason why we went for that. There's no reason why anything else. I mean, it's going to be a nice, cool night. We'll have the DJ there. We'll have the food there. So come out and enjoy yourself. Plenty of races. So it's whatever you have, whatever you're looking for, whatever kind of race, whether it's a motor car, whether it's a nitrous car, whether it's a turbo car, we'll have it there on the thing, or even a stock block or whatever you want to call a street car, that will be in the building. So, and also, we have the seafood cook-off. So, like I said, a few guys were saying about the seafood, how good they can cook. Every show that we had so far, we're going to try to see who's better on the grill. You cannot cook. The deal is you're not allowed to cook the food and bring it. You have to cook it there, right there on the spot. That is the real cook. That's how you tell who's the winner. None of this is stuff bringing a pre-cooked thing. So I just want to let you know. So, Walter Mann, when you come out there, don't come in there with that pre-cooked fish or anything like that, or salad. Don't bring that. You have to cook it fresh right there in front of everybody. And that determines the winner. That tells you who got the skills. Because who knows? And somebody might be going out buying the food. We don't want to do that. I mean, we got Dexter. We're looking for Grand Nasty to call. Because I know Travis with the Nova. Him and Grand Nasty was supposed to run in Fayetteville, and that was right before Red and Extreme went down, and Red wrecked the truck, flipped it over, and that was the end of the night. He wants to come up, and he wants to try him. And also, we have a couple guys, Papa Smurf, actually wants to try to do something with Carlton again. I got a call, and a guy said they would try something again. They really think about considering coming back up here. They loved it when they came, and they liked the hospitality. So we're going to go out there, and we're going to really let it go all the way. Now, I'm going to see if Short Dog came through for me or not. Short Dog, if you can, come back up on the mic. I want to see if you heard anything, because I know we were supposed to get in touch with couple of the guys. I want to see if they're ready or not. So if you can hit your unmute button, Short Dog, hit me up. We're going to make a couple other ones calls, because I know Bookie wanted to call in. So I'm going to open up this mic right now. 347-5810. Your mic's open.
What's up, Mr. Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Sammy?
How you doing?
Man, hanging in there. You know,
you ready, Joe? You ready?
My son's ready. You know, I've been sick, so, you know, I ain't been to work, back to work yet, so
Now it's time for you to relax.
I ain't did nothing today, and I ain't doing nothing tomorrow, so hopefully I can rest up and get right back to square one.
Rest up until the 8th.
Well, I'm trying to get ready for the 8th. You got your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Porky said, ain't nobody taking that seafood out of home.
I got my hands full of lacing, but I'm gonna make sure I have a couple of pieces of fish just for the contest.
Okay, I'll just let you know that's what he said. They said nobody's eating them. So this is what's going down. Also on August 7th, if anybody's around in town, we're gonna be fish frying August 7th at Colonial Beach Plus Grill Grilling. The Thunder Goat and everybody's gonna be out there. Matter of fact, people are going to be there. Thunder Girls are also going to be there the other day. It's going to be a lot of action. So, Sammy, I'm going to let y'all, I think this might be your buddy. I think you might come on here. I'm going to trick him in there because he's probably looking for you. 443-4219, you might go.
How you fellas doing today?
How you doing, Jeff? How's everything?
That's fine. Hey, Sammy?
Yes, Jeff.
Hey, when we hang up on this talk show, give me a call. I got to talk to you.
All right, no problem.
Yeah,
you got
a little issue,
Jeff.
I got a little issue.
Jeff, I took my ProMod to the car show right now. I'm chilling in the car show on my ProMod.
Slow mod.
Huh?
Your slow mod?
Yeah, my ProMod.
I got you.
Oh, God.
I drove my slow mod Sunday to the track, beat it up a little bit, and came home with it.
Hey, Sammy.
Yes, sir.
It's Short Dog. Hey, are you bringing your pro mod down to Buzz Creek?
I'm going to have three of them there. I'm going to have my white one, my black one, and I'm going to have the 69 there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have three cars there.
What the hell is all that noise in the background?
Sound like somebody in the shop. That's what it sounds
like. Somebody outside. Sound like somebody outside firing a site, and it sounds like somebody inside working on a goddamn air compressor.
Did it go away?
I don't know who that was. Every now and then it comes in and out.
That was me. I said, did it go away?
You hear it every now and then it comes in and out.
What's going on, Short Dog?
How about now? Is that what you hear now?
Yeah,
right there.
That's me as a fan. Shit, I don't have one of them rich shops. My shop, I got to put a fan up. I ain't got no goddamn air conditioning window, Jeff.
I hear you. I know the feeling. I ain't got no goddamn air conditioning either. That's why I'm not out there. That's why I'm in the house.
Call me tomorrow.
Hey,
let me know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's going to
happen more evening.
Okay.
Short Dog, did you get in touch with anybody? Short Dog?
Yeah, I'm waiting. You know, I didn't put it out there waiting. Man, there's a few guys that's really already, you know, trying to engage, but, you know, they ain't trying to say too much. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's this week, before, next week. I don't know what no idea, Long Island. Know what's going to happen at Buzz Creek. We're going to have a lot of guys trying to lock in.
And like I told you,
like I said, I'm trying to lock in two cars right now that I drive, so, you know, we just waiting to see what's going on. We tried to see if...
What you guys, the two cars that you're looking to engage
with? We're going to be bringing Corner out. And I'm bringing the Sphinx Camaro, and we're bringing Chucky's. It's three cars I'm driving, so we...
Okay, do you want to say how they come so everybody can hear? Because I know a lot of guys are sitting on the line, and they kind of figure out who's who and what you got. Can you tell me how your car sits so in case we might got something to oblige you right quick?
Well, I can't about the corner car we just drug raced at. Man, it's a chassis. All chassis. You know, that's all I can give you on that.
That's no problem.
The other one is all chassis car. Well, what else? What they need to know? You know, I ain't gonna say certain things on them calls. Now, Chucky is a enforcement car, 632, with two car regs.
You ain't gotta say the motor. Nothing. I'm just saying, we just wanna know how you sit. You know, just if you say it's a chassis car on nitrous, that's no problem. That's all you have to say. If you got a back ass car, just tell us what you know. Back ass car, and that's it. That's all. You know, you got a conventional head car. You got a conventional head car. You look for another conventional head car. And we, you know, these guys are looking for that.
Let me make it easy for him.
Me and them guys, like they, like Sammy said, they're not gonna do just one run and then that's it. They're looking for more runs. And just like I said, same thing with a few of the other guys. They said the same thing. They don't want to just do one run. They come there to play around all day. So if they get
2 or 3
runs, they're happy.
Hey, Joe, like the three cars I'm bringing. It's going to be a small block straight head, 28-ton gas. Then I got the stock block on motor, stock suspension 28s. And then you got the conventional head on 29s, no bars. All steel car, but hood, all factory.
And that's how they're coming, and that's what, if anybody fit those descriptions, they looking for something, and they want to try any one of them, they got, all they have to do is make a phone call. You can call it now, and he actually will turn around, and if he likes the thing, they'll lock in. Today, I had Sammy and him on the phone today, and I locked them guys in today, him and Carolina Killers, they locked in. Also, like I told you, the Mustang from Staten Island and the little kid from Mount Vernon there with the little RX-7 that drives on the street all the time, stock block on nitrous, they locked in. They locked in for, I think it was 200 on 1,000 and better. Sammy and Carolina Kid locked in for 315 and better. So, you know, they're looking, and if you want to go low or you want to hire, just don't mind, go ahead and put it out there. And like I said, little Tony said, anybody that come with small block, and I'm going to tell you straight out what happened, and I'm going to tell you today what happened. So it might just happen. I'm going to let it out there. I'm going to tell everybody right now. It was him and Petey on the line, Petey small block. And if Petey Smallbuck is trying to take care of this thing right now, and you might see that race happen, and wasn't they offered the belt to him? The reason why they said, he said he will put his belt up to run because Petey hasn't shown times no more, and he's running for money. He wants to run for money, and that's what's his name wants. Just a grudge, John. That's little Tony from Chicago, Michigan, Motor City Mafia. You might just see the .NET boys and Motor City Mafia go off on August 8th. So I'm just waiting for we're basically waiting for Petey. The race is in Petey's hands right now. The Midwest has came out and has actually offered races, has offered the same thing. We're waiting to see what goes on for Pizza Gangster and Chucky. Chucky was talking the stuff to Pizza Gangster so we're trying to see if Chucky's gonna answer the call and drive the car like he was gonna do before. And let's see if they'll race Pizza Gangster like he said. I think that it's just on the agreement of who's driving, and then from there that race is locked. So we're talking a lot of races this year on August 8th. A lot of action. So I'm just going to say it right now. I just figured I'm going to throw these out there. I'm going to let everybody go ahead. Guys that are looking for something, hey, no problem. So I'm going to open up another mic because I see you sitting here. I'm going to open this mic up. 301-4067. Your mic's open. 301-4067. Your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Oh, nothing much.
What you got going on? Anything?
No, just laying low. We got that snake last weekend, and we just relaxing right now.
Oh, you got the copperhead.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
It was a copperhead.
Oh, yeah, y'all wrong now.
He don't have no head no more.
Oh God. You hear him, right? You hear him, Sammy, right?
What is it, Joe?
I get it. He talking for Jeff Rogers and Apollo.
Wow.
He said they took the copperhead's head off. Matter of fact, Sammy, the copperhead. He told me, you got to just check one thing. If everything is all right, he's going to be giving you a call and talk to you.
So, all right, no problem. That's no biggie. Where is copperhead? Maybe I'll try him out before I run
to a project. Well, that's what I talked to him. I tried to see if I can do it for you and ask him about it. You know, I know you had asked me. So I talked to him about 2 hours ago. And he just got checked something out on his car. And he'll give you a call from there, he said.
All right, so cool.
I know he had burned a couple of plugs. So we're going to see what happened with that. And hopefully we get that race locked in.
I'm going for as many races as I could get, as many as I can handle.
Definitely.
In that one day.
Anybody want to do any wagers? Because I know a lot of people betting. Some people betting on Sniper. Some people betting on Trouble. Anybody like anything? Any new wagers there? Anybody want a Sniper? Apollo? You ain't saying nothing, Apollo. Now you supposed to be with the home team now. You see that? How they did, Sammy? They get quiet.
Yeah,
can't cry with that
quiet
one, didn't they?
Yep.
And then I'm gonna ask another one. Anybody want J.C. Richardson? Oh man, boy, they quiet. Apollo, you there? You got a heartbeat.
JC against who?
Huh?
JC against who?
JC versus Rachel.
I like JC. I like JC.
Oh, you like JC?
Yeah, I love JC.
Look, it's hard to bet against them big ties, man. I didn't slip up last time betting on them big, small ties.
Okay. Show dog, you want to bet $100 or what? Side bet?
Yes, I did it. I bet more than 100.
Well, I'm gonna take 100 of it. Sammy, you want any of this?
Yeah, I'll take 100 too.
Okay.
All right, I'm going with the home team.
I don't know who I like.
Jason got my money
though,
the last time, but it's all right.
Okay, now tell me something. Who you want? You want Sniper or you want Trouble?
I'm going with Sniper.
You going to bet on that too?
I'm going to bet on all of them when I get there.
All right, but I can't be running you down because I'm going to be running around cooking.
Running around doing the thing you doing, so we're going to be able to do what we got to do now.
I'm just saying, you know, I might be over here and might miss you. I'm going to make sure I get you.
No, you're going to be all right. I'm going to make sure I get you. My partner. I'm going to get you.
I know, but look, Christmas is coming early. I got to make sure I get some.
All right.
Got to start stacking up.
No, what I'm saying is, I can't say because I don't know what's going to go down with which this and that. But like I said, with JC, I bet that. I lock that in because I'm going in the pot with him, so that's no problem.
Oh,
me
man.
And you, Sammy lock.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. No problem.
But I do like people.
You know, we got a lot of guys that I'm saying they're going with this one and that one, so we're going to find out now, you know.
Yeah, but, hey, see, they will go with them, but, see, sometimes they get to the track and things don't happen or something, you know, so you really can't speak on it. So that's why
I got no problem. Look, if I lock in, okay, say for example, we locked in the race, we say we're going to bet. If they don't race, then they'll bet.
But we know that. That's what I'm saying. That's why with certain bets, you don't even talk about locking in until you both get to the track and say, okay, well, I'm betting with such and such. Because you don't know what you might do before then. Unless you're locking in where if air one of them don't race, you lose. But, see, we can't do that. That's what I'm saying. So I'm quite sure.
No. But my whole thing is, my whole thing is, I already know Jason, all these races are locked in. So somebody got to lose a deposit. Either way, somebody's going to lose that deposit.
See, but the only thing about when you say, that's where people get it mixed up, when you say, okay, well, I'm going to bet with such and such, you only can go with, okay, when both of us get to the track, we're going to lock in, or you know what I mean, we're going to bet with who we're going to go with. That's why you can't do that.
Well, we didn't do this because we know we ain't going nowhere. This is how I did with Young Stang. We actually turned around and bet each other. We bet a month ahead of Vance because the race is going to happen. I said, if I'm not there, my bet is on. I bet it. I don't care if I'm not there. I said,
No. I know what you're saying.
That race happened that way, but
I did the same thing, and I got a joker in Texas owe me $400 right now behind that.
But that's why I say
certain people you can't bet like that. That's all I was saying.
No, but you can bet me like that. You ain't got to worry about
it. No, I just said that. Joe, you're going too fast, man. I said what
you're
saying.
I'm just telling you.
But I'm telling you, you can't do
that
with her.
I'm good to go.
I said.
Okay.
Because you get these jokers out here, boy, they rough. Yeah. I bet with Jeff and a joker that I went off somebody's word. Oh, yeah, he good for it. And I'm out of $400 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's no good. I hate to say it, but that's when you embarrass that person, telling him, don't bet
this
person no more.
High-ranked person, too, Joe, and that's the bad part.
Well, you know what? You need to tell him next time if you ain't getting no money by next week, you tell him you got to turn around and put his name on blast. Because then nobody can bet him. Huh?
Yep. But
you need to put him on blast and nobody bet him because until you pay what you're supposed to pay, you know. I mean, we had a problem with somebody that done something like that and didn't pay. We put him on blast and he made it right. Now after he made it right, then we was okay. We didn't bother him no more.
Well, it ain't wrong, hell no. Gotta wait for nothing. His name's Spanky. But anyway, he needs to straighten that bet. But it's all right.
I put a blast when you don't do that. That's not good. That's not good business. Definitely not good business. Your word mean everything. So that's how I look at it. So I know. Let me see. Who the heck? I just made sure. Let me see what the heck is. I know somebody just called me. Let me open up a mic because I just seen him. Austin, your mic is open.
I like trouble.
Well, I guess we're going to wait till you get there, like Short Dog said.
Okay.
Short Dog, you're going to get up.
I like trouble.
Yeah, and I like what I like. They ain't changed nothing. Yeah, I like them all day long until I get there. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie to you. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be betting on Sniper, and I'm quite sure Sniper and them probably going to hold more bet than Trouble will. So you'll be able to get in the pot all day long. Cause
Trouble is a Camaro?
Yes,
that Camaro, yes.
Not Lance car.
No.
This is the one Tony used to drive that was white and gold. Now it's black and gold.
Yeah.
Camaro? Oh, yeah. Talking about the one Tony was in the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I got it. I know what car it is.
On 29s. They both got to run 29s, no wheelie bars. And,
Yeah, well, I like Sniper. Like I said, I mean, know what he had
on
the last.
That's going to be a damn good run. But I like Trouble. I know they both flying.
Man, it's going to be a good race, but like I said, the only difference is you don't you know, one ran 29s, he switched back and forth, so I don't know. So I got to wait till I see what goes on when I get to the track.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because they running 29s with no balls.
Huh?
They running 29s with no balls or 29s with balls?
No balls is what I...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And Sniper's last two races, he's been running with balls, so I couldn't say that.
Okay. Isn't is that the only race Sniper has locked in?
No.
So far, what I'm hearing,
he's running,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's running somebody else.
You got another one?
Yeah, he just said another.
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot who another one
is. He was on.
Who's he running? That G body?
I'm truly not sure, but I heard him on there earlier today on that midday show. Yeah, he was talking about running somebody. I couldn't even tell you. If I tell you your name, it's a lie. Ain't no submitting on today.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. What was told to me, and what's his name? With the gray truck, S10?
McAnally?
Jeff Rogers?
Oh,
who is it? No. The gray truck, the stock suspension truck.
Pig.
Who?
No, that truck ain't stock suspension.
That ain't stock suspension?
No.
Is it 10, was it 1029s or 1028s?
28.
Well, the man told me, said, if he just give him the right, make it right, he'll run him on motor. He want to run him with the silver bullet. Small block, 10-inch tires on leaf spring. Yep.
Great.
Or he'll take the Mustang, put wheelie bars on it, and run him. So I was letting you know that's what was supposed to be transpired to me and tell me.
Some names.
But
hey, Short Dog.
Uh-huh.
Well, you missed one, Joe. Who y'all like between the Killer Truck and Grey Goose?
Oh, the blue truck?
No, that other dark gray one from out of the Slaughterhouse Racing crew with that blue Malibu.
Oh, I never seen that truck. Never seen that one.
Yeah, everybody's seen it because that's the one that had the video where the damn thing nearly wrecked in the road.
Oh, that one? That's Slaughterhouse's truck?
Yeah.
Wow. I never seen it run, but I don't know. Well,
if you just want to take a gamble, I'll take a Killer over Pig.
I don't never take a gamble if I don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah,
if I don't know them, I ain't gambling. I look at them.
Yeah.
Well, we're locking $5. We have a $5 bet.
I ain't giving you $2. I gotta see it. It's rough. It's rough over where I'm at. On the home, I can't say I'm a bet on them.
Well, I can tell you right now.
I get at the track, and I see some things that I shouldn't be betting on. I be liking it, and I take a gamble. I don't always win, but I will take a gamble now.
Yeah, and I do believe, I'm not sure, but I heard about that truck, that other dark gray one, not Grey Goose, but they're also supposed to run the blue shakedown truck. So I don't know. I don't know if that's locked in or they just trying to get it set up.
Okay. Well,
I know they kind of do
you
it
right
out
now,
the back door.
The other man told me that he's looking to run. So if they're willing to make it right, it will happen. It will happen. So if they're willing to take that small block and give him a little justice, he's willing to try it. So if you can relay that message and see if they want to do something. It's coming with stock suspension, cast manifold, on motor.
Well, I'm a pay homage to hot sauce.
No, boy, you ain't right.
No, I'm serious. I'm gonna pay homage to hot. Short Dog, I'm gonna put hot sauce hood on my truck. I'm pay homage to him.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's your hood, I guess. Ain't my hood.
Yeah, you're right. Now,
hey,
hot sauce.
Hey, Austin. Austin. You got to discuss that with Hot Sauce when you see him or if you see him. I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Did Hot Sauce ever get the peanut butter and jelly truck ready?
No. I don't know. I ain't heard nothing with him even talking about it. So I couldn't.
Yeah, Sure Dog told me last week that he don't think it's going to show up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if it do, I know I can get something short. No, I can't because he didn't even bet on the last. I'm going to get it, mom.
I just told you I can be with you. If I don't like what I see, I don't gamble. Listen, let me tell
you.
Because I ain't get this far in racing. I don't bet with my feelings.
Right.
I can guarantee you that. I'm going to bet with my damn head. I like what I like. I ain't going to bet on my damn. I'm wrong. Guess what I'm going to do? Leave it in the trailer.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
See, I mean, that's what I do. Me and my nephew, I started him racing, and if I don't like something he like, we bet each other. I'm a gambler, but I ain't no damn fool. I'm a gambler, but I ain't no fool.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta like. When you get me, you know you got me on something I like.
Okay. No, you're right about that one. Definitely right on that one. I agree on that deal. Yeah, I got a few guys, some more guys that said they looking for some action. And like I said, Short Dog, there's another thing. Whatever your crew member is, out of your crew, whoever you got that's fast on their feet, they inside that, they $20 against it. And it's going to be 10 to 12 men, whatever it is. If it's over 10, then it'll be $500 for the winner of the pot. Whatever it is, go up.
We
know we're doing a little foot race.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody going to put it in the pot. Then I'm going to put $300 on top of the pot.
Damn.
So I'm just letting everybody know right now. So I heard Cowboy and all of them coming out, so I'm quite sure Cowboy going to be in the crew. He got his thing. Dwayne got his man he bringing from
his
crew.
I'm
going to
keep that money right in the house. I'm trying to keep that money out. I'm getting in this shit. Start training right now.
I'm going to have to recruit my buddy in. One of the two.
Don't use your nephew.
That's my cousin.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I don't know why they set that up, Short Dog. I mean, he tried them, but hell, I wish they would have jumped on me instead.
Dude,
I could put my open shoes on and ran them.
They said he put
them
back
in. I didn't even know what was going
on.
I was just holding the money.
They said he putting them back in. I don't know what you heard.
Well,
they
said
he back
in, but
back.
See, the Shay was walking around talking about his Oakley shoes. I was going to go put mine on and run them.
Well, I'm telling you right now, they putting them back in.
Ho, Austin. I like that.
Okay.
Bring your Oakley to Buzz Creek. Or if y'all make it to Colonial Beach, bring them. We're going to see if we can put them to use. Now I'm back to gambling again. I don't need no shakedowns or nothing. I'm betting with my nephew.
Yes, see. So when I get them, I got them on Sony Light, just like you said.
Well,
I ain't going to lie to you. We're going to have a three-man race. If we go to Colonial Beach, it's going to be a three-man race. I promise you that one. I'm going to put my son in there, Phil.
Wait a minute. The foot race is...
Y'all got anybody over 300 pounds want to dance?
Oh, we got a man. Listen, we got a man 300 pounds that's looking to run. Looking to run.
Okay.
Yes,
my uncle can, he's talking about coming up with us. If he come up with us, that's going to happen then.
They got a man that's 300 pounds. Donald got one. The man is plenty big. We'll run off feet.
Leave your uncle at home. Anybody want to race a smoker?
They smoke three packs a day? Well,
Sammy,
I'll
try it.
Huh?
I'll try it.
Colonial Beach or in MIR?
It don't matter where we see you at.
I'll be at Bus Creek, so we can try it.
Okay. All right,
well, y'all can might as well get in the race and put the $20 so you can turn around and go to the next round. And the winner, whatever it is, if it's okay, if it, okay, I'm
well,
gonna
I'm,
tell
I'm
you
doing,
right
I'm
now.
Doing a when first it, round call out. Then I'm doing a first round call out. I won't send me.
Now this is a Bus Creek.
That's gonna be a Bus Creek when we do the showdown.
All right.
We're gonna do it out.
All
we're
right,
gonna
cool.
do it out there
I'm
quick.
In.
We'll give you. Look, in between rounds, we give them like a 15-20 minute break or whatever, and we go to the next round. Till finally the
all
winner
right.
is crowned. Now I'm be real about it. We didn't fill out the whole details of how far y'all running to. We don't want to make nobody fall out or nothing, so we don't want to go too far.
We had a short haul and a long haul.
Nah, I can't do all that. Everybody got to run the same distance.
We can do 100 yards.
100 yards?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know a lot of them guys ain't going to make no 100 yards.
What, you want me to
but
run
if y'all want to do 100 yards, we're going to do 100 yards.
Hey, tell them they got to change the gear. They got to change the rear gear.
I dropped that after the 20 yards. I got to stop smoking from now then.
See, you might have to do 100 yards because, you know, that first 20, somebody must got a mean 20. You know, all of them ain't the same, you know.
Nah, you're right. Might be some rides.
Oh, man, see, I'm geared for the back door. I ain't trying to blow the tires off. I'm geared for the back door. I'm trying to walk it down.
I can open this mic, 410-0961. Your mic go.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Donald.
Hey, this is Donald?
Yes, sir, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, Donald? How's everything?
You
heard that
hey,
one, right? They got a man 300 pounds that looking to run.
Yeah, I just texted my guy. He's over 40 years old. He's probably 200 and he ain't 300 pounds, but he's probably 240. And he'll smoke a cigarette before he races him. If I can get him to come. Hey, Jarrell.
This man about
hey,
to say
like
he's 340.
Michael Brown. That's Michael Brown.
Hey, Jarrell.
Would you? Yeah.
You know who it is.
Who is it? Ken Leach?
It's Mike.
Ain't Ken Leach.
No, it's Mike Norman.
Mike Norman.
Oh, Kenny, we'll let Kenny break.
Well, I mean, I ain't promising nothing, but if I just texted him. If I can get him to come, he was the one that was going around Wickenburg. If I can get him to come, you got action.
Wait. Who said he's going to give Kenny the break?
You got to give us a spot down in that. We about the same age, but this guy's 340. You got 100 pounds on him.
Woo! He got a big gear. He might get that on y'all.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what they
and
told me. There ain't no weight in grudge racing. There ain't no weight in grudge racing.
Hell no. You got to cross the scales on this one.
Hey, Jay, right? Jay.
Yeah, you right. Hey,
I
ain't
got
no,
him on
hey,
that one.
Grudge racing ain't got no weight. You class racing
ain't
now.
No weight
get out of here. You lost
okay.
that one.
Okay.
hey,
Joe.
Uh-huh.
What's going on at Colonial Beach? I hear y'all talking about Colonial Beach. What's going on down here?
Man, we gonna go off. We're going to fish
that's
fry and everything down there.
What day,
man, we going to go off on it. That's a
that's
Friday.
Friday. That's the pregame.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Next Friday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Larry did tell me something about this.
Yeah, we're gonna have some apples, some bananas.
Oh, you gonna have my favorite? You gonna have my favorite down there?
Yeah, we're gonna have it.
Mm.
Look, the last
this
thing.
Listen to this. We'll take a gamble. Hell, anybody over 60, we'll dance with them.
Oh. Boy, there's going to be some fake ID cards down there.
Fake ID cards or some people out on the ground. We had to get them resuscitated.
We're going to have to defibrillate on the end of the track.
Had the ambulance sitting at the end, right there at the edge. Oh.
Yeah.
Just wait
they're
going
to say, why he up here? He ain't supposed to be down bottom.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of Bengay after that day. Trust me.
We'll be handing Bengay.
Hey, you gotta have an EMT halfway down the track and at the end, just in case somebody blows their gas early.
Yeah. Hey, somebody might not have no drive share with Lou Beaver because they blow out down there. You know, it might be a horrific scene down there.
Hey, sure, dog. Yes, when I run to Shea now, I don't want no. I want my track prepped the same way. Y'all shit at my cousin.
Oh, hey,
I'm gonna tell y'all something from experience. Y'all better stretch a lot. Stretch a lot. Hey there.
Shea baited me in one day. Now, Kelowna Beach. He told me, yeah, you got to give me something. I ended up giving him 13 footling. So I left, I can clean out my shoes down the beach.
Yeah, something ain't right with Shea, man. He got some trickery with him. His lane's always prepped a little bit better than the other one. They threw trash out there for my cousin and let him damn wreck.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what the trick is. He soaked his shoes in VHT. Now y'all all go do it.
After that, I might not be able to get my foot out the gas pedal.
Go ahead. Soak your feet in. So go ahead and soak your feet in VHC and see what happens. You won't have no skin on that. You'll find out the hard way. Had no skin on that thing. Well, toes even all ripped up. Lord knows.
Is this after the feast or before? We need to eat after. We need to eat before so it equal it out, you know.
Okay.
Hey, Larry. Hey, you eat before. You definitely want somebody to have a cramp. You know, ain't nobody down there going to be drinking water.
Okay, that's
hey, hey, look, even it out, you know.
Okay. Yeah, well. We'll have a good old time. I think we should do it before the feast so we can turn around. Your appetite is, you know, up.
Oh yeah, appetite will be right. You know,
yeah,
some people
right,
lose appetite. Some people don't want it.
There's gonna be a lot of ice packs on the knees. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're gonna be trying to hold up the ice pack, put the Bengay on, and hold the fork. It's gonna be monster too much.
And try to feed themselves a spoon of beans. All that.
I have the nicest bottles over there, so we gotta freeze one of the ice packs up. We freeze it up real quick for them. shoot it down one time. They be all right. They be
shoot.
Okay.
Hey Joe. Hey, the last time I ran in one of them races, I messed around 3 weeks. I couldn't walk right. Pulled a hamstring.
God damn it! Look, he should have had them anti-roll bars. Told him.
Hey, well, I know one thing. We ain't got to worry about him no more.
No. He ain't going to run. You know what? They tell me Vic Dwayne to talk about running. They said Vic Dwayne might jump in out there.
Shoot, I got a week.
They had a foot race. They got a video of a foot race earlier about 2 weeks ago, Joe. Small man and the big man ran heads up. Man, the big man got 1 foot out there. Oh, the next thing you know, they went about 40 feet. Small man, and rolled over. It was over.
Shoot. I'm going to tell you the best, and this is no lie. I remember the first time we started it out, and the next time I seen anyone, I seen Tight Man race. Tight Man messed around and ran, and he was out in front. As soon as he got to the finish line, he locked the brakes up. I guess he didn't want to beat him too much. And right on his back, I ain't never seen no jump like that. He sit on his back and sleep. You remember that one? I could not believe that. Boy, Tight Man, tell me, he said he thought he knocked his hip out. But shoot.
Remember that, Joe? I remember that.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I was like, golly, what the hell Tight Man would do it?
He had one of those terrible 400s. He went to go throw it in park and went straight to park. He went to neutral. Thought he went to neutral. He went to park. Locked it up.
Yeah, he did something wrong, boy. Lord knows, boy. Boy, he was sitting on the ground on his back, and I think everybody laughed, boy. Then you had Buddy Blow. He was another runner. He went out there, if Buddy Blow is running, and if you upside him, you get knocked out the way he swing his arm. He should be disqualified. He's taking up three lanes. He's swinging all wide. I'm like, man, what the hell is Buddy Blow running like? I'm going to tell you something.
He had the challenge.
And Cowboy, that man took his shoes off and socks off. And the toenails look like chicken claws. Remember when he left out? He jumped about 2 people on my son. Everybody tells
who was
you.
Who was the third guy that ran?
That was Manny De Jesus. Remember Manny used to own Witch Doctor? He used to have the Pro Mod. He put sneakers. It was Manny ran in socks. My son ran in sneakers, and Cowboy ran in barefooted. So we had a drag radio, a slick, and a hard street tire.
There's no way he couldn't get down the track.
Shoot the hard. Let me tell you something. This is the God honest truth. And you go back there and replay it. Cowboy had jumped out the gate and slipped, went down, came back up, grabbed second gear, and stayed there.
That's when that Viper kicked out. When that Viper kicked in, he had some tire shake, he had to get it back in high gear.
Hey, no, you know what happened, right? You know what happened, right? He had that ramp. He ramped that timing in. That's what happened.
Ramped it in too hard. Wow. I tell you what, he had that Davis traction control on. As soon as he slid, he took about 2 steps and got back up, and it was over. He started walking away.
Oh, yeah, he paddled it real quick. He paddled real quick.
Yeah, I tell you, boy. And Dog was counting up money.
He slipped and started going forward. I said, it's over. He about to roll. I'll be damned if he ain't catch himself.
Yeah, that was something, boy. That was something I got to say.
After that, you know, they started running it damn near every grand race. They started doing foot races. After that, they had the video come up.
Oh, yeah. What's that about it?
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I just want to also, I'm hopped on here because I want to tell you thanks for giving me some recognition for that win that I had Friday. Because you don't hear about things, but I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
The comedy did.
You did your thing, Donald. I got to say that. Did it? You deserve it. That's how I look at it.
I appreciate it.
I gotta say that. you can't say Copperhead did yet, because I can't say that, because Copperhead gonna be back out there racing again next week.
He's a racer. He's a racer for sure. He's definitely a racer. And I mean, I shouldn't have went out there in that race. I just got lucky, but I won.
Donald ran on motor, and the man ran on juice. But I don't know. You know the light. They said Donald cut a killer light on him.
James Bond, Joe. I'm gonna leave it at that. James Bond.
James Bond. Oh shoot.
Hey look. Hey Joe.
Uh huh.
He took that treat with him. I thought he ran like I said. Good God, oh my.
And stayed there. Wow.
It was very close at the end. It was very close at the end. I mean, it was extremely close. I got lucky, but I made it happen.
So basically, it was one on the whole shot.
It was definitely one on the whole shot. I mean, there was no way. I couldn't have ran around him. He was coming, but I just got lucky.
Okay.
But it's all good.
I'll tell you just how it is. A win is a win.
I'd rather be looking good any day. That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
And the
a win is a win.
We're gonna take, we're taking a couple weeks off, but we will be there in support. We will not have a car there, but next time we come back out, we should be right.
Okay. You know what we're looking forward to? You know the guy with the little Dodge truck. The little Dodge Dakota.
Yeah, the white Dakota.
My son want to try him out. You want to try him? You want to try Money Mike? Come with a little 750 carburetor, roll up windows, everything on it, all steel, alternator, everything, lights, blinkers, wipers, you name it, horn, everything works. He's looking to try something. So, you know, y'all fit that description, he's willing to try it.
Yo, I'll text that guy with that white truck. I'll text him now because he's out on his boat, I think. But I will text
him. That's a little Dodge Dakota or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's a white Dakota. Him and
He want to try.
Him and Lamont
try.
Used to talk a lot, man. Him and Lamont talked a lot.
Oh yeah, I know that one time they was trying to run him. So now, you know, they willing to go ahead and go out there and try. He want to try it, whatever. Yeah. He can do whatever he want before he go to school. He want to try to get a couple runs in before he get in. So
I understand that. I will text him. I will text him in a few minutes. When I get off the phone with you, I'll text him and see.
Okay. But anybody else out there that looking for a run right now, please give a call because I know a lot of guys been asked. A lot of guys.
Is there going to be anybody down there that's, big blocks of vision ahead on one that's on, like, small tires?
Oh, yeah, we got some guys on 29s. That's what you consider small?
I mean, you know Daniel with the Nova, the Chevy 2.
Okay.
We locked in with, it's got 10.5s on it, 33 10.5s.
Oh, 33s.
It's a back half, you know, one carburetor, converting aid.
Okay, so we got, we got a couple cars, we got some 29s, conventional heads.
That bitch heavy, though. That bitch is heavy.
Well, these are the same way. They all metal cars. No wheelie bars. You know, all steel. And they look something.
I mean, we got Charlie Brown locked in 200,000 down here, 8 mile head up.
Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, Sammy and them guys gonna have the Mustang there, and they gonna be looking for something. So. There's a couple cars that they got. They definitely looking. Conventional heads, and they definitely. Matter of fact, you're going to have Chucky coming from Chicago. All of them guys are coming. So they're looking for action. So if if that's the case, you ain't got no problem. I mean, if you want to lock in something ahead of time, I will get on the phone with a couple people later on, and then I'll give you a call.
I mean, we're gonna be there, so, you know, because we already locked with somebody, so.
Okay, but y'all want another run later on?
Yeah, we were thinking about asking get Running Bear back, but, you know.
Okay, well, I'm quite sure Running Bear's ain't going to be backing out now.
No. Yeah.
So if you want a race, there ain't no problem. I'm quite sure.
Why you say Running Bear ain't going to be back out? Or you say he'll be back out?
No. I said I'm quite sure Running Bear will be out. He'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I thought
that
Running Bear running fried.
Yeah, he ain't going to back out. That's one thing I got to give the man credit now. Running Bear going out there.
Yeah, he got to race. We racing Running Bear Friday.
Okay. What, this Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
We are running at VMP?
Yep.
Mm-mm. And then who else runs?
Me and Brian Epps. I'm running Brian Epps and I'm running Running Bear. Running both of them.
What he giving you?
Who? Giving who?
Brian Epps. He ain't giving you nothing?
No, I'm running with the Chucky car. What you mean, give me something?
Oh, okay. I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah, no, I'm running with the Firebird. I'm running, I'm giving Running Bear something, the back tire. But I'm gonna stay on the motor, and then I'm running Brian heads up.
And you running? Are you running Brian heads up, juice to juice?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna stay on one gun and let him do whatever he want to do in there.
Oh, I got you. Nice. Oh man. That's at least something going on good. we got so many guys out there that are looking for stuff, so at least y'all going out and doing it. That's what I'm looking at. So that's what we want to see. As long as the action's coming, that's what it's going to be about. And I'm quite sure, you know how it was, the last time we was at Buzz Creek, and it was about, I'm going to say about 9:30, it went crazy. We don't even know how many runs went off. And everybody was trying to get that run in, and my whole thing was they waited to the last minute, and there's a lot of runs that couldn't go off. Well, now you ain't got no choice now. You got till 1 o'clock at night. So we should be able to get all the runs off. That was the night all of a sudden that Young Stang and what's-his-name, Rhodey, finally going to do it at the last minute. And man, they wait till the last minute to do it. Well, now ain't nobody can say anything. Y'all got till 1 o'clock to get busy. So we can turn around and everybody can say what they want to say. If you want to run, you can go at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. We're going to have Grudge Alley, and grudge runs are priority. That's going to be the first thing. So if anybody got something going on, all you do is come see me. We'll pull you around, put you on the side, get you strapped in first, and we're going to stretch you through first. That's what's going to be the deal. So I'm just going to let y'all know ahead of time. That's how it's going to work. It's going to be quite a bit. I don't want to hear nothing. I just want to make sure y'all strapped in, got the money situated, whatever y'all got. I can't hold up everything. I'm going to just tell y'all, okay, I'll be back to y'all in 15 minutes. And we're going to pull you out there. Once we pull you out there, that's it. Now, it's on you to go ahead and get it off. Another thing is we got to make sure that those guys can see the start line. We can't block up the water box because we need to run it smoothly. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth. We could have got a lot more runs off towards the end of the night when we was in a rush trying to get him off. But if you're going to stand in the water box and a car can't even get in the water box, now you're just holding up again. You're making twice as much time. While that man went down, and just as he finished the finish line, now suddenly we can turn around and have another guy getting the burnout getting in. That's how we want to run it through. We want to run it smooth. We don't care if you're on the sides of it, but just don't stand in the water box. And it's kind of dangerous anyhow if somebody's standing in the water box. I don't know if years ago Eddie Eyes was standing in Maple Grove, standing in the back of the Pro Mod, and the collector fell down. And the Pro Mod shot it off and came out like a missile. That thin thing came right through and shattered the whole bone, broke his bone right there. It shot straight out to him. So you should be standing on the side anyhow, just in case. Because you don't need nothing shooting back and hitting you. So we don't want nobody hurt. But if you're on the sides, you got plenty of room to the side. If you want to jump across the wall, stand on the sides, no problem. But try not to stand directly in the water box because we need the car to come in and you take it up a lot of the time. And we're trying to keep a certain amount of people that off the start line because I know they gave us a lot of flack. They actually wanted to shut this thing down on us. So that's what we're going to try to do is keep certain amount of people up there. How you can do it, it's going to be certain people that can go to the car with you. You'll have the wristband or whatever. And we'll turn around and work it that way as much as we can. We're trying to make it better for everybody else so they can see everything going on and run smoothly. We don't want no mishaps, nothing, because, you know, as soon as one mishap comes, you know how they're going to do it. Everybody's going to blame you. So we want to make sure everything is right. We want to run it smoother. You know, anything to make it better for the next one. So that being said, I'm gonna turn it over to anybody else that want to come on out here. If they decide they want to say something or call out, I'm going to tell you, Little Tony told me, said if he can get top notch there, he'll run top notch for the belt if he wanted to. He's definitely looking for some runs. So if you got anybody out there that said they want to run, let's be done with it. Let's come on, get busy. So, I mean, Short Dog, you got anything to say? Anything else you want to drop out there? Okay. Austin, you have anything?
A minute, I'll wait.
Okay. Austin, you got anything to say? You know, you looking for anything or you got anything to say before I shut everything? I'm going to shut it out at 8 o'clock. Anybody got anything to say? You know, tell me now. Because I know a lot of people out there right now listening. You know, they're going to be talking about, man, I'll run him. No, you got your chance now. You want to call somebody out? Go ahead. Got anything on your mind, Austin? I guess it's like everybody dropping off here. Well, he on, but he just got on silent. Apollo, you got anything else? Anybody else you looking for? Okay. Well, seems like everybody got over quiet now. You got a chance to go call people out. Now, I don't know what you're doing. So, that being said, Short Dog, you want to add the last words or anything?
No, I'm good to go, Joe.
You good
still
to go?
Ahead working.
Okay. All right. And Sammy, you got anything?
Everybody have a
anything?
Nice night. I'm gone.
Okay. All right, you take care now, Short Dog. Sammy, you guys got anything? You got anything going on or want to say? Okay. And don't forget, September 12th, Sammy will be having his Island Dragway again, and we be doing his thing. He definitely gonna be trying to pump that up. I know it was nice. The food, we did everything, the lamb, everything. October 16th and 17th, I promise to do it. Also, like I said, the drive for the cancer drive, if anybody want to walk, please get in contact with me, because I got a few sponsors out there that willing to, you just put the number on and you walk, and whatever you walk, that's how they contribute the money. So, and that's going to go towards the society. I'm going to make sure. Also, I'll have the number. So if you, whatever donation you do, it's a tax write-off number, so you can go ahead and put that down, and you have no problems. You can write it off. Everything's all legit. So that's what I like it. And so there, I'm going to give anybody else, I'll give them a chance to come on out and say what they got to say. So I know it's going to be a lot of good racing. I know a lot of guys are coming out, and not a lot of guys are looking for something. Hopefully we see this Petey Small Block and Little Tony race. We're dying for this. Watch that. We want to see that happen. Also, the Small Block race will be $2,500 to win. Free entry fee, from what I'm hearing. Basically, it's a sponsorship on that. Grudge Inc. is actually sponsoring that one. It's taking care of that one. So I'm just letting everybody know on that. Any of the other races, anything else that you guys need to know, you can either call, get in contact with me or Larry T, and we will make it happen. And I'm just going to put it out there right now. So anybody got any last words? If not, I'm going to be shutting the show down. I'm going to say good night and God bless. And you guys take care until the next week. Take care now, guys. Good night.